This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. The U.S. Supreme Court today upheld Michigan's ban on race and gender-based affirmative action in college admissions. A 6-2 majority on the court held that Michigan voters were indeed within their rights to amend the state constitution to ban the admission policies. Rick Pluta is Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network. Hi, Rick.
Hi, Cindy.
So exactly what did the court say today?
Well, what the court said is that there's nothing in the Constitution, nothing in the law, either statutory or in case law, that says that the judiciary can set aside a decision like this that was made by voters. They said that this was not about affirmative action itself, that affirmative action is still constitutional, but that voters can set some limits on it.
So this decision overturns a ruling from the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals. Tell us exactly what that was.
Sure. That decision by the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals sitting in Cincinnati said that really the affirmative action amendment, it was approved by state voters in 2006. Well, it's outside of what voters can decide. And it said that's because it sets aside a group basically of racial minorities who now have to work harder to change an admissions policy, unlike, well, low-income people, wealthy donors, legacy admissions, or athletes. None of them have to go change the state constitution, get voters to go along with that, to get a more favorable admissions policy. They can just go and talk to university officials. Now, that group of people, racial minorities, they have to go and convince voters to change the state constitution to get what they want. It's set a higher bar.
Okay. So breakdown, we had this 6-2 ruling. Why did the Supreme Court say that decision shouldn't stand?
Well, what the Supreme Court said, and we should note that this was a divided ruling, that there was not a majority opinion. There was a majority, but there was a plurality opinion joined by a couple of concurrences, a couple of dissents, and Justice Elena Kagan sat out the case. We don't know if that's because of her history as a Solicitor General with the Clinton administration or because she was once a dean at Harvard. But what the plurality of the court said is that Sixth Circuit decision we were just talking about, that made life too complicated. How do you decide which minority groups deserve protection? Whether there's a sense of unanimity within that group, and then what kinds of protections that group might want. They said it's cleaner and easier for voters to decide. And then if voters decide it's not working, they can go back and change it themselves. And what the majority agreed on, that this affirmative action controversy is exactly the sort of question that's supposed to be decided in the push and pull of politics, of ballot campaigns. So that court plurality, Justices Kennedy, Roberts, and Alito, they said that even though this was not a decision about affirmative action, they did say where voters have reined in affirmative action, there's nothing stopping universities from going out and finding new and creative ways to encourage diversity on their campuses.
Well, how about the dissenters, Rick? Because they said, hey, that's not happening.
That's true. The dissent, Justices Sotomayor and Ginsburg said that race still matters. It's naive to think otherwise, and that this essentially means that minority admissions will fall where these sorts of limits are enacted. That's what happened in California and in Michigan. By the way, opponents of affirmative action, they say that admissions, it's kind of a faulty measure, that it's better to look at graduation rates and what happens when more minority applicants wind up going to, well, less prestigious schools.
Now, Rick, you were there. I remember we talked to you last October when you were there at the Supreme Court. You heard the arguments on both sides. What kind of reactions are coming down today to the court's decision?
Well, just a few minutes ago, we got out of a news conference with Attorney General Bill Schuette. He was defending the amendment. So, as you can imagine, he says the Supreme Court got it right. And he said that the court got it right when it said voters get to decide this question. And he said that Michigan voters got it right in 2006 when they said race, gender, ethnicity don't have a place in admissions decisions. Now, we did press him on that point. What would be appropriate then? Would it be an economic test, for example, or maybe coming from a region that has historically low admission rates, would that be appropriate? But he wouldn't bite. The losers in this case say this is bad news for minorities who would like to go to college, that the numbers already show that without affirmative action, it's simply harder for minorities to be admitted, especially to higher end institutions like the University of Michigan. However, they were pleased that the court did not out and out strike down affirmative action. They said it's still constitutional, but voters are allowed to set parameters around it. And we may actually see that soon in Missouri, Utah, and down in Ohio.
Rick Pluta, Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network. Thank you so much, Rick.
My pleasure, Cindy.